This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again? Your brothers and sisters in Islam Net from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.
We're just going around and asking people here, we're doing a social experiment. Okay. We're testing the knowledge of the Norwegian people as it relates to Islam as a religion.
Okay.
If I was to ask you about Islam, what would you say the first thing springs to mind when I say the religion of Islam?
Allah.
Okay.
Yeah, first thing.
And what do you understand from the religion itself, the practice? So if I was to ask you to expound a little bit more.
I would say mostly related to men, and the women have not the same rights. And
yes.
Yeah, something else. They talk a lot about the older men have more power than the younger. It's a huge religion.
So if that was the case, you should be quite a happy man. You should be one of the Muslims. I'm only kidding. You're a very young man, of course, in spirit and in appearance. But I was going to say, look, I mean, these are the kinds of things we're trying to, in a sense, not challenge, but trying to discuss, at least. Okay. Because it's true to say that Islam has a different worldview than, say, for example, Western Enlightenment thinking. I mean, some people go in two different extremes on this issue.
Yeah.
Some deny that there's any difference at all, which is unintelligible and not true. Mm-hmm. And some say that actually the differences are so much that there cannot be any cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to establish a middle ground here. What do you think of that approach?
I would say, I think most people would be much happier if they believed in other people and not so much in what's in God or Allah or anything.
Yes,
I believe more in people than in any religion.
Yes, okay, but then the question is that, you know, when we talk about belief in a general sense, right? You said it first. We said, what is Islam? You said God or Allah, right? Yeah. You believe in God or I'm not sure. Do you believe in God or do you?
No.
Yeah, I mean, most Scandinavian people now, I think it's one of the most atheist societies, or at least agnostic, irreligious societies in the world.
Yeah.
Why you're an individual who has seen, maybe, I'm guessing you're at least 50 years old. I mean, conservative. That is a surprise. I was going to say that most people, you've seen maybe a shift between a more religious Scandinavia and a less religious one. What do you think the turning points were?
Because what I said, the priests and the leader of religions view of the homosexual and women. That is what makes the difference. Because if they don't accept homophilic people other women, then I don't respect them.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Even if this man converts now, which, let's say I could get him to convert, but it doesn't mean anything if there's not an aftercare program, if there's not someone to speak to them, if there's not someone to help them. And we need to help them by clicking the link below right now, because this is the biggest outreach program in Scandinavia. So click the link below and we'll be able to do this project where we can do this dawah to the people in the streets of Norway and in Sweden and in Denmark and in all of Scandinavia. Today, click the link below. You cannot afford to miss out on this opportunity. So in a sense, it seems like your biggest qualm against religion in general is gender equality and LGBTQ rights.
That's right.
Okay, can I challenge this a little bit in a sense? And say, let's say for the sake of argument, let's assume that the Abrahamic religions, like Islam, Christianity, Judaism, all three of them, you can interpret them in their most traditional form as separating the rights between men and women in some cases, and also suggesting that homosexuality is a sin.
Okay,
let's just assume that those two things are true.
Yeah.
Okay, if I were to say, what's the evidence against those two notions? What would you say as someone who's like a Western Enlightenment person?
Because some people are women and some people are homosexual.
Yes.
That's against. You can say that one person are less worthy than the other, and that's why if one people say I'm homosexual, then he's just as worthy as anyone who says he's not.
I understand.
Woman is just as much as a man.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I can see where you're coming from in terms of human worth, and that this person's a human, this person's a human, and so on. But what we're saying here is something a little bit different, which is that if I were to ask you this question, why is homosexuality okay morality, for example? Like, in other words, where do you get your right and wrong from? Where do you understand what's right and what's wrong?
Because they exist. If one person have no legs,
yes,
and another person no arms, and one people are homosexual, and one is dumb or deaf, it's just another type of human. It's not a nothing should say that that's more right or wrong than the other.
No, I accept. In terms of how people are, this person is not better than that person on basis on that person has certain feelings of the opposite gender that the other one doesn't have. Or that person has legs, or that person doesn't have legs, or that person's a man, that person's a woman. To be fair, to steel man the opposition, I think all three religions could argue that that's the case. We would agree, like, for example, Christians, Muslims and Jews, all of them would say that, okay, we're not saying that there's anything wrong with a person just because they have those things. But what they're saying is that these actions, for example, these beliefs are problematic. So now my question is, where did you get your beliefs that this is right and this is wrong? How do you ascertain what's right and what's wrong?
Because, it's just accept. You have to accept whatever it is. And what I feel is that the most religion, like Muslims and Christianity and Jews, they all are made by men who think they want power over other. And if they say, Allah said, told me, then they said, okay, then Allah told me, then you have to do what I do, because I say, because I hear my words from Allah. And who can say that? Nobody can prove it.
What was your name again, my friend?
Tor.
Tor.
Yeah, Tor.
Tor.
Like the like god
Thor.
From...
Oh, okay.
Like, I believe in the northern mythology.
Okay, so I was going to say this, is that... Now, everyone gets their right and wrong from somewhere, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you've said that religion, the people that get religion, and let's for the sake of argument say, okay, the most of the religions have protagonists which are male, and the assumption from a secular mind, of course, is that these males themselves created the religion, and therefore they're doing it for self-interest, okay? So I understand the argument.
Yeah.
I'm saying that even notwithstanding that argument, for example, you, Thor, in the 21st century, in 2023, you've gotten your right and wrong from somewhere, right?
Yeah, so
if you were born 400 years ago, your right and wrong would have been different, maybe, right?
Yeah, that's believable,
Because the society that you would have lived in, for example, when they were worshipping Thor in the Nordic regions, would have been a different one. So they might have believed in the very same things as Christians and Jews and Muslims believe in now, right?
Yeah.
400 years ago, maybe even 100 years ago, frankly. Maybe your grandfather or even your father might have had those beliefs. Now, what I'm saying is, how do you know that those beliefs, those set of beliefs are true today in 2023?
Nobody can tell.
Okay.
The only thing that matters is here and now, and I can't prove anything what's happened before, and I can't prove it. It's like, this is how I think it is.
I get it. So I think that what we need to remember here, because I think when it comes to religion, right, in general, people have kind of like a discourse, which is that we are the secularists, for example, or we are the neutral in the party. We have, we assume neutrality, and the religious is not neutral, right?
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, what I'm trying to propose to you is, actually, secularism is not a neutral proposition. Liberalism is not a neutral proposition. Pro-LGBT is not a neutral proposition. The idea that men and women are not just identical, or just to say, they're equal in roles, for example, is something which is not a neutral proposition. These are all propositions which require evidence themselves. Which is why I'm saying that when I brought back to your life, your like, you know, your 50 years of living, whatever it is, that you must have seen the change. At what point in your life did you decide, actually, this was where I'm going to take my right and wrong from, and this is what,
This is what I'm telling you. I don't know what's right.
Yeah.
The more you know, the less you know, in a way. And when life goes on, I know I was much more sure when I was 15 than I'm now. Because, I think everything is... I'm happy with that. I think it's okay. I think okay not to know. And I think that's most wrongly with all the religion, that... They think they know the truth, and that's not. I don't. do that.
I understand what you're saying.
I don't need the truth.
Do you ever consider death?
Yeah.
And when you consider death, what do you think about that? How do you make sense of that?
I think that is a very good question, because then it's over. Like you know, when something burns up, it's finished. I think that's, life is when you live, and when you not live, you're dead. I think it's easy.
I understand what you're saying, but could you entertain the possibility that there will be a continuation of life after death?
I don't need it. I don't need, of course it could be, but who knows? Nobody will know. And I don't need to know either, because I think it's exciting to live, and I don't really think too much about what's after. It happens when it happens.
Do you not know, or do you not want to know?
So I do not know.
You do not know, but do you want to know? If I had an envelope in my pocket, right, which said to you, I have the definitive answer of what happens after death, would you want to open that?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I would like to.
On that bombshell, my friend, thank you so much for your interview.
Yeah,
it's been a pleasure talking to you, my friend. Thank you so much. Take care, yeah? Right, what we saw there, interestingly, was the mindset of an individual who doesn't want to know, doesn't want to understand, but at least engaged with the issues. And it's not that you want to convert everybody in Norway. That's not the aim or objective. The aim or objective is just to simply get people to think, spark some kind of thought process in their mind. Pew Research has actually done a research on the most racist countries in the world and the least racist countries in the world. And they found that the most racist countries in Europe, for example, are those who have the least interaction with, say, for example, people of different races. And likewise, someone can say the same thing about people of different religions as well. And so just having these conversations already fulfills an objective of humanizing Muslim people and encouraging, normalizing discussions about religion and ethics and putting us on somewhat of an even playing field in those discussions. So if it's not conversion, it's also at least going to be normalization. And so the Scandinavian initiative here, where the Dawa Outreach Project, which is attempting to normalize relationships between Muslim people and other people, normalize Islam in this country, doing da'wah and bringing people to Islam, strengthening the Muslim community, is the biggest of its kind. And so do you really want to miss an opportunity like this where you can encourage these kinds of discussions, this kind of outreach? I don't think you do. And these are the efforts that were IslamNet are putting forward, of course, in creating this masjid and da'wah center. We can have an outreach project which will fulfill those two objectives in a way that's never been fulfilled before in Scandinavian history. And that's why I say, click on the button below and donate right now. Brothers and sisters, let me introduce you to Norway. This is a European country where the vast majority of people have become irreligious. There are 200,000 Muslims of a population of about 5 million. And most of these 200,000 Muslims have no idea how to explain Islam to their non-Muslim friends and neighbors. But that needs to change. Allah sent his messenger to call people to eternal success. And that is why Muslims in Norway are now establishing a masjid and dawah center to enhance the Norwegian dawah. But they cannot do this alone. We need to support them. If you donate to this cause, you will inshallah reap the rewards of thousands of Muslims coming back to Islam, and many of those will become du'at and invite to Islam. You will share in the reward for all those shahadas and good deeds to come, inshallah. So click the link and donate now and share the video for extra reward.